Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Debbie Stanton, director of the Washington Public Library, about their summer reading program in June and upcoming events in July and August. This is part one of a two-part interview. July can kind of be a slow month for some folks. Is it going to be slow for the library?
I sure hope not. So our big kind of summer reading programs are behind us here for June, but we do have a lot of extra things planned for July that should be fun. So the biggest thing is we have a bonus round for summer reading club. And so if kids come in, they can start July 1st on their bonus bingo cards. Some of the things on the bingo card are things like read a nonfiction book, go on a picnic and read, ride your bike on the Kiwash Trail. So some more active things and just kind of ideas to try to get kids trying out different parts of the library and kind of visiting different parts of the community.
And that kind of expands on the theme they had in June.
Exactly, yes. So the whole activity, you know, market set read theme definitely will continue on. So kids can start picking up their cards today, and then they can start marking things off July 1st, and then the cards will be due back on August 1st. So any kid that gets a full blackout is invited to a reading extravaganza in August, just a big party in August.
And are there activities for adults this month too?
Yes, so we're going to have a noontime concert, so that series is back. That'll be the second Thursday in July, so July 14th at 12 o'clock even. So usually we start 12:15, but this time it's going to be local pianists, and we're giving people a chance to sign up for five-minute slots, and so we want to get as many people in as possible. So it'll be starting right at 12, probably be done about 12:45 or so, but it depends again on how many people we have signed up. And that's all ages. So we really encourage you. The sign-up is still going on. So if you feel like you could have, you know, get together 5 minutes of material to play for us, it doesn't just have to be piano, but that's kind of the focus, then we encourage you to sign up and definitely to attend because it should be really, really entertaining and great to see a variety of ages playing music.
And a variety of music, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
And are there other events that you'd like to highlight for July?
Yes. So that same day, the 14th, it's going to be like a whirlwind day. Dan Wardell is coming in, and he's going to be doing two shows again this year. We've had so many kids come to his, you know, when he's come to the library in the past, that he split it into two so that there's enough room for everybody. So that'll be July 14th at 1 and 2 p.m. And we're so excited because Dan is kind of starting a new chapter in his reading road trip where he now has his own TV show. And so I think a lot of kids will recognize him, and he just has so much energy, and it's just it's contagious for sure. And he always gets kids reading. We have so many. We probably have more library card signups that day than any other day of the year because everyone comes downstairs, and if they don't have cards, they sign up for cards that day.
That's been today's Washington Page with Debbie Stanton, director of the Washington Public Library, speaking about upcoming events in July at the library. This is part one of a two-part interview. To hear the second part of our conversation, listen to tomorrow's Washington Page on KCII. I'm Sally Hart.